For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. You've got a problem.
Are you freaking out? Don't freak out. Don't freak out.
Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Caro on B98.5.
Yeah, Ashley is on the phone and is going to be looking for some advice from you. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got to hit the panic button. I need some help.
What's up?
I got a Facebook message about a month ago from this guy saying he's my father.
Oh.
Yikes.
And I don't know what to do with this information.
Is he your actual father?
He said he did one of those DNA tests, and it came back that he had a daughter out there. Turns out it was me.
Mm-hmm.
And I did all this research. Apparently, him and my mom worked together about 27 years ago, and they had a fling.
Oh.
So this is legit.
Yeah, it checked out. It is legit. He is my biological dad.
How long have your parents been together?
They've been together for 30 years, and they are still together, still happily married.
I was going to ask, how did she hide the pregnancy? But she wouldn't have had to hide the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Just assumed that it was his kid.
Her husband, yeah.
Honestly, I've always kind of felt different from my siblings. Like, I don't exactly look like them. So now it is starting to make a little bit more sense.
Right.
Do your original mom and dad, do they know about this?
No, they don't.
Okay.
And now my biological dad wants to come see me for the holidays. And I'm really torn. Like, do I get him a plane ticket to Atlanta? My sister says I shouldn't do this because it would literally tear our family apart.
Right. And so you're 27, is that correct? Am I doing the right math here?
Yeah, I'm 27.
You're 20. What an awful thing for a 27-year-old to have to deal, for anybody, but let alone, like, this is a big thing to get dumped on you.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know if I should tell my parents that I know who my dad is.
You basically rat your mom out.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, do you secretly get your dad into town?
Yeah, I would just feel bad, like, sneaking around with my real dad without telling my mom and the dad who raised me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you did tell your sister. I mean, it was probably eating you up. You had to say something to somebody.
I had to tell somebody. This was insane.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll turn this over to our audience. You keep listening, and we'll get some advice for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You got some advice for Ashley? 404-741-0985.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
Do not panic! Do not panic!
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
Ashley called in looking for some help. She got a Facebook message from a man her mom used to work with saying he was Ashley's biological father.
Ooh.
Ashley verified all the info, determined it was true. Her sister told her not to tell the parents. They're still together, as it would tear the family apart. And Ashley doesn't know what to do with her biological father. He wants to come see her for the holidays. And what's her next move?
Ashley, 27 years old. Her parents, that she knows as her parents,
yeah,
been together for 30 years.
Yeah.
Good morning, Emily in Powder Springs.
I say she needs to talk with her mother.
Yes.
And not give herself the interest. She is the one that the mom stepped outside of the marriage, and you know what? The father that raised her may know that she had an affair and they worked through it, but didn't know that the baby wasn't his. So I think that's the first place she should start, is call her mother out and say, what do you want me to do with this information?
At least then she's not dealing with the situation alone. At least then she's got somebody her mom can decide what to do or help her.
Yes, for sure. That's the first person I would be going to.
Appreciate the call. It's Amanda in Ackworth.
I kind of got a little triggered a little bit by the word real dad, because what was real is who raised her and who taught her how to ride a bike and how to use a spoon and took her to graduation. And that's all real. And yes, he might be her biological father and you should have a connection. You cannot just dismiss everything that a man has done for you your whole life.
Amanda, if like, gosh forbid, like I'm not Avery's my daughter, I'm not her like biological dad, which it's pretty obvious it's me in a skirt.
Yeah.
But like, if I'm not though, I would want to know if I'm Amanda's real dad, the one that raised her, I'd want to know if I wasn't.
Of course. Biologically, you need to know, but I think she needs to be a little bit more to tiptoe a little bit more around it and just to make sure that he feels as comfortable as possible, because, you know, it's probably going to be a huge shock to him too.
Yeah, and she needs to realize her loyalty lies with her dad who raised her.
Yeah.
This guy is a donor until proven otherwise.
That's a good point.
He's legitimately a stranger. He could have walked by her in the street 1,000 times and doesn't know it.
Appreciate the call, Amanda. Jessica's in Alpharetta. She's on hold. She says she thinks we're all fools for believing this guy.
Oh.
She'll explain herself coming up. We talk to her next.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
I'm going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just pull it out.
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
Ashley called in looking for some help this morning. She got a Facebook message from a man that her mom used to work with saying that he was Ashley's biological father. And Ashley verified the info and determined it's true. Ashley's mom and this man had a fling back in the day. Ashley's sister said, don't tell our parents. Like, they're still together. It's going to tear the family apart. Ashley really doesn't know what to do as her biological dad wants to come see her for the holidays.
And it's clear that Ashley's mom would have had to have hooked up with this guy while she was married.
Yeah.
And so it's very dicey. We asked on Facebook, lighting up about this.
Gosh, yeah. Michelle says, I'm adopted and Ashley needs to just slow down. And she needs to make the decision when she's ready to see him, not just because he wants to see her all of a sudden.
Right, true.
Michelle goes on to say, you don't know what's happening in this man's life and what he would be bringing into hers.
Oh.
Right. I mean, she's got to remember, this guy didn't want anything to do with you for 27 years.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Maybe he didn't know.
Possible. Jessica, that's true. He did take the DNA test.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. You're right. That's a good point. He just took this DNA test or just whatever it is, 21.
Like 23andMe thing, yeah.
Jessica in Alpharetta.
Did Ashley say she's going to buy him a plane ticket?
She did say, that he wanted to come see her for the holidays. He's got some time off.
But she's going to buy him the plane ticket.
Why doesn't he buy his own plane ticket? Because that sounds like a total scammer.
Oh, my God.
That's a good point. So you're thinking that she buys him a plane ticket. He just needs to come to Atlanta for another unrelated. He wants to, go to a concert.
Or he just wants the money.
Plane tickets are really expensive right now. So I could totally see someone just scamming someone for a ticket.
Especially a plane ticket around the holidays when the prices are at their highest.
But what about all the information? Like, Ashley said that all the information checked out. Like, the dude did work with her mom back in the day and all that stuff.
He could have totally researched that online and found out all the information. Even I can do that to set up a good backstory. Guys, you can do better than this. If she had an actual DNA test that she took as well and it was confirmed, maybe I would consider it. No. Scammer. Total scammer.
Good point. Thank you so much. I'm sure that Ashley's been listening to your calls and I just wish we could find out. I want to go to her house. I want to be there for all of this.
We need an update.
Yeah. I don't want them to know I'm there.
Like, fly on the wall. It's not creepy.
Like. This new Weird Al movie is out.
Yeah.
It's on the Roku channel. Mm-hmm. Daniel Radcliffe plays Weird Al.
Yeah.
And weirdly, I have a friend that I've known since he was a kid who's a world champion accordion playing sensation.
Of course
world
you
record
do.
Holding. Yeah. His name is Corey Pesaturo. He's not only plays the accordion, but he's on the Weird Al movie soundtrack. And
he plays the accordion on the Weird Al movie soundtrack.
And while you're watching the movie, he plays like the score. So this guy knows.
How cool.
So I asked him, Corey, would you please record some pop songs as polkas?
Uh-huh.
And we'll see if we can name that tune. So this is Name That
okay.
pop song as a polka.
Okay.
It's near impossible. You ready for your first song?
Okay.
We may not get past
we
the
We working
song.
Together?
Yeah, polka is your ring in.
Okay. Polka.
Drex.
Up All Night. Lucky by Pharrell Williams.
Lucky by Pharrell Williams. Daft Punk. Here's Corey playing the song not as a polka because he was very adamant. He was like, yeah. I hate polka, but he's pretty good.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's how he would normally play it.
That's how he would normally play it. Right. Non-polka version. All right, you guys want one more?
Yeah, how did you know that?
It's because I got to the hook. I mean,
polka is your ring in. It's Name That Polka Tune. No idea?
It's on the tip of my tongue. I actually do think...
Oh, I'll play some more of it. No?
Oh, as soon as you say it, I'm going to know it. I
can play you his version, okay, non-polka yeah, here. So who is
Party in the USA.
Yeah. Party in the US.
Oh, jeez.
Is that crazy?
I mean, yeah. Jeez.
It took me a second. I did know that one.
Do we want to end this on a tie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a tie or not.
Thank you for calling it a tie.
We do want to end this. Yeah.
I thought we were ending the polka here.
Oh, God. What would a wrecking ball sound like?
Oh,
I came in like a wrecking ball.
I kind of think we just heard what a wrecking ball would sound like.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Got the rain and the wind and all the remnants coming in later this afternoon into tonight. High in the mid-60s, it's 60 in Midtown. Hawks lost to the Jazz 125-119. 76ers in town tonight. And the Falcons are at the Panthers for Thursday night football. What else is going on, Charlie?
Chris Evans, a.k.a. Captain America, a.k.a. now People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. What went through his head when he found out that he was People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive is not what you'd expect. That's coming up. But first, Hurricane Nicole made landfall as a Category 1 on Florida's East Coast last night. It has been downgraded to a tropical storm at this point, and it's just kind of hanging out right over Mickey and the castle down at Disney World, my favorite place, just dumping lots of rain. But what is the impact for Georgia?
We are going to see impacts from Nicole. We're going to see some rain and some wind, and we're going to see hours of that as we get on into your Thursday and Friday.
Ooh, it's going to be wet. Rain is expected to start later this afternoon and evening and then most of the day Friday.
Yeah, I guess it made landfall at Vero Beach, Florida. Mm-hmm. So if you know anybody in that area, whoever stayed behind, they were like, we were ready. We've just dealt with this.
Yeah, and I guess the wind's going to be bad, Tad, so you're going to want to bring in that big green egg. Just bring it in off the porch. It could be swept away.
Dude, the big green egg weighs 20,000 pounds.
It's a ridiculously heavy thing.
It's the last thing I'm worried about.
So what was the first thought Chris Evans had when he was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2022?
What went through my mind? My mom will be so happy. And she's proud of everything I do, but this is something she can really brag about.
That was the first thought?
As well as my mommy? That is so sweet. So was his mom excited?
My reaction was, well, yeah, of course, it's about time. I was bragging when he was potty trained, and I was bragging when he was walking. But this is something that everyone will know about.
Hold up, that's his mom?
Yeah, she, so I've seen some of the pictures. She's younger.
She sounds like she's like his wife. Like, well, she sounds really young.
Well, they are, like, from Massachusetts. And I guess up there, Ted, you're from the New England area. Eh, people have kids early up there.
Well, people say that about the South, too. So maybe everybody just used to have kids early.
My head is spinning right now.
You're talking to the miracle baby, remember?
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, mom is proud of her son. It's very cool. And she actually can take credit for half of his appearance. You guys ever get that when you like somebody compliments your dog? They're like, oh, that's such a cute dog. And you're like, thanks. I had nothing to do with that.
This is a sore subject because my dad legit looks like George Clooney and my mom looks like Goldie Hawn. And then like I'm this beast. You know what I mean? Like I look in the mirror, I want to vomit, Tad.
Have you ever suggested going to Maury with this problem?
Right. Yeah. Are you adopted?
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Let's see if we have this right. Mindy, you need to ask your sister-in-law to forgive you for uninviting her to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, and her family.
Because why?
So, you know, I've had a typical relationship with my sister-in-law. You know, it's not perfect. We sort of get along, if that's something you can say.
Yeah.
Right. It's not as bad as the mother-in-law, but it's still an in-law.
It's an extension of.
Right.
Basically, Jenna called me earlier in the week, and she just said that she had a request that could she bring someone else to Thanksgiving, that she'd invited a woman that they know. And she's kind of down on her luck, and she wanted to make sure that she had a good Thanksgiving, and would I be okay with it?
So, Mindy, the Thanksgiving, family Thanksgiving is at your house. Your sister-in-law, Jenna, is coming with her family and then also wanted to bring this random woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's a problem? Do you not have enough turkey?
Well, things are expensive right now. They've really gone up, and I honestly cannot afford, like, I know that sounds so bad in terms of helping people, and I guess that's why I'm hoping that everyone understands. I would never let anybody starve on Thanksgiving or not. It's got nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with the fact that this is a close one this year for my husband and I hosting, and I don't really have the money for another mouth.
Interesting.
Jenna may not have taken, your sister-in-law, Jenna, she didn't take this news very well.
No. I mean, she asked me if I was okay with it, and I told her with the cost of everything. Unfortunately, I just couldn't budget it, and she just, She got furious with me, and of course she was offended. And
Listen, when you ask somebody's permission for something, you have to be prepared for either answer.
So then she said, if it's a matter of food, you know, she doesn't have to eat. And I thought, oh, don't play the martyr. You know, this is ridiculous. You can bring someone to Thanksgiving and you're not going to eat, you know.
She's suggesting that she's going to bring this woman over to your house for Thanksgiving. And if it's too much for you, that she'll just sit there and not eat
How
and stare everybody down.
How uncomfortable would that be? Yeah.
So the more that I think about it, I feel like a jerk. Who doesn't allow someone else at Thanksgiving who's in need? You know, that's what it's about. And I really was in the frame of mind of budget and hosting. I didn't, when I answered the question, I answered wrong, and I was wrong, and I'm hoping to get for forgiveness. You know, she basically said she's not going to bother coming. And when my husband asked, he's really upset because, you know, this is his sister and family. So, you know, I'm just a jerk all the way around, I guess, for this.
So are you going back? Are you going to change your mind? Are you now saying that you can bring this stranger to Thanksgiving?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make it work.
So we're going to call your sister-in-law, Jenna, give her the good news about that, hopefully smooth the big argument over. And make things right. Forgive and Forget gets very busy this time of year.
Right, yeah. The bars get busy, and so does Forgive and Forget, yeah.
All right, sit tight, Mindy.
Okay.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Mindy's sister-in-law, Jenna, asked her if she could bring an extra person to Thanksgiving this year. And Mindy was like, no, everything is so expensive and the plans are all set. Well, she said second thoughts. Mindy's like, you know what? She can come. Sorry. And she needs to ask her sister-in-law's forgiveness. Mindy, sit tight. We're going to get Jenna on the phone here and chat with her for a minute.
Hello?
Morning. Is this Jenna?
It is. Can I ask who's calling?
Did you have to check? This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5.
Oh, how are you guys?
We're great. We're just talking about how Thanksgiving is kind of creeping up on us and just wanted to see if you had all of your plans set.
I didn't win anything, did I? Did I win a Thanksgiving?
What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Well, we were supposed to go to my brother and sister-in-law's, but they kind of uninvited us.
Oh, uninvited you. God.
Why? Yeah, why'd they do that?
I asked to bring a guest to help out, but she said no.
You asked to bring a guest to help out? What does that mean?
You know, my sister-in-law tried, but she needs all the help she can get.
You're talking about, okay, hang on one second. Jenna, we got to let you know, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. If you listen to our show, you're familiar with it. And your sister-in-law,
yes,
Mindy, is on the other line. She called looking to get your forgiveness for uninviting you to Thanksgiving dinner. But
Jenna, what are you talking about? What do you mean? What happened
everything
last
that
year?
Happened last year, the dry turkey, the salty overcooked green beans, burned rolls, like everything was just kind of, I just feel like you needed help.
So you're saying that things didn't go well last year from your perspective, Jenna.
That's why I offered to bring help. I just feel like she needs it.
Okay, sorry. I'm not as perfect as your family. I'm not a top chef. I guess I'm trying my best.
Jenna, so the woman that you want to bring to Thanksgiving dinner at your sister-in-law's house is like hired help or something?
Yeah, she's great. You know, she was going to help cook and just like clean up after.
You hired someone for Thanksgiving dinner at my house?
You know, sometimes you just have to swallow your pride. You need the help. It's a lot of work to do.
I own a stranger in my house on Thanksgiving.
She'll stay in the background. You won't even know that she's there.
Jenna, when Mindy called us, she thought basically that you were bringing somebody who was down on their luck. And actually, this woman that you were supposedly bringing now turns out to be the only person getting paid on Thanksgiving.
I know how hard it is to make an entire Thanksgiving dinner for our whole family. And so I thought that it would be nice
this
for you to help.
This is so passive aggressive. It's not even funny.
Were you ever going to tell Mindy, Jenna? Were you ever going to say, like, this woman is hired?
It was just going to be very organic, you know?
We got to ask this question. This feature is called Forgive and Forget. And Mindy did call originally, at least, to ask for your forgiveness, Jenna. Does she have your forgiveness for uninviting you to Thanksgiving?
I just think that it would be a great opportunity for you to not have to do all the cooking and cleaning. And I think that we could still do Thanksgiving and you just don't have to deal with everything. So if we can do that, then yes.
Mindy?
I want to reach a solution for my husband's sake. I mean, at this point, this is where I would say, then why don't you host Thanksgiving?
I mean, if you're willing to bring the food over to my house, I'd be more than happy to host.
Yeah. See, that's where I feel like the impasse is. Why don't you and your Mrs. Doubtfire just go do Thanksgiving your way, and I will burn the turkey and the rolls and the green beans. Everything will be oversalted, and my family will enjoy Thanksgiving.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Kara's out on maternity leave, so I'll be answering the questions on her behalf with Jen in Buford. Morning, Jen.
Good morning.
You're in Buford. Do they still have that that highway that goes through there?
Yeah. Every morning.
Nice try.
Wow.
All right, Jen, let's kick Tad out of the studio.
All right, hit the road, Tad.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
All right, Tad's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Bring Tad in, ask him the same questions. If you get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Question number 1. The stars of the NBC show Friday Night Lights are starting a podcast to dish some of the behind-the-scenes info. What high school sport was Friday Night Lights about?
Football.
Question 2. Rihanna says her favorite part of motherhood are the morning snuggles.
Aww.
Rihanna will perform at what major sporting event this coming February?
The Super Bowl halftime show.
Question 3. Ryan Reynolds says his kids had no clue Taylor Swift was famous. They just thought she was Auntie Taylor.
That's so cool.
Ryan will play what superhero for a third time in what movie due out next year?
Deadpool.
Question 4. Facebook fired 11,000 people yesterday. What's the new name of Facebook's parent company?
Meta, right?
Yeah. Question number 5. The Falcons are in Charlotte to take on the Panthers for Thursday night football. What bank sponsors the Panther Stadium in Charlotte?
No. Wells Fargo.
All right. Gonna bring Tad in.
That is a good guess. Isn't Charlotte like the banking capital?
Yeah, of the East Coast, for sure. Yeah. So how did Jen do as Tad's coming into the studio?
Very good. Very good. Right. Not all the way, but very good.
We'll see how Tad does with the same questions. You ready?
Yes, sir.
What high school sport was the show Friday Night Lights about?
It's about football.
That is correct. That's what Jen said, 1-1.
Question number 2. Rihanna says her favorite part of motherhood are the morning snuggles. Rihanna's going to perform at what major sporting event this coming February?
Super Bowl.
Correct. That's what Jen said, 2-2.
Question number 3. Ryan Reynolds is going to play what superhero for a third time in a movie due out next year?
Deadpool?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, that is right. 3-3.
Who's Ant-Man?
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, yeah. Who seems to not age.
He doesn't.
Yeah. None of them do.
Question number 4. Facebook fired 11,000 people yesterday. What's the name of Facebook's parent company?
Meta.
That is correct.
Listen,
all right.
When Elon Musk did it, it wasn't a challenge, Mark. It was just he was being a jerk. I mean, you have to double down.
All right, we're going to the last question, tied 4-4.
Number 5. What's the name of the bank that sponsors the Carolina Panthers Stadium in Charlotte where the Falcons are playing tonight?
I'm assuming Jen got this wrong because who's expected to know this?
What do you got? What's your
answer? Not me.
I don't know. PNC Bank.
Jen said what? Wells Fargo?
Wells Fargo.
The answer? Bank of America.
Well, Jen, we're united in this.
Yeah. Final score.
4-4.
And all ties go to the house because Tad puts up $100 of his own money.
That means Jen is getting what she came for. Curios tickets, Cirque du Soleil.
4 tickets under the big top at Atlantic Station December 14th. You will be there. Their new show.
Super excited about that.
Yeah. It's the perfect venue, too. Like, there's not a bad seat in the house.
No,
it's awesome.
Circular,
it's real tight.
I'm excited because I'm short, so I need a good seat.
Have a great time, Jen. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. Just go sign up. Why don't you do it? TadDrexandKara.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.